2 Corinthians 6:1. We then as workers together with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Don't take the grace of God for nothing. Don't cheapen it, but to receive that grace of God. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Familiar verse?
Yes.
Well, let's get the context of the verse. It's always good to get the context. And it comes out of chapter 5. You know there were no chapters in the Bible originally. And sometimes the division of chapters can make you say, well, that one's over, now I'll start this one. But it all flows together. We saw that through the work of God, we have been called to be reconcilers, to be people who reconcile people to God. We saw that it was a glorious gospel and that we are encouraging people. We're pleading with people. And we're doing it all because of what? The love of Christ compels us.
Oh, yes.
Right. The love of Christ compels us. That is why. Because we belong to Christ. The love of God's been poured out in our hearts. His love flows through us and out towards a lost and a broken world. So we plead with people. We implore them on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. Make peace with God. And we can make peace because he made him, the Father made the Son, who knew no sin, to become sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So that's the backbone, that's the foundation of the statements that we come into when we get to 2 Corinthians 6:1. So we then, as workers together with him, we are with Christ, and together we are sharing with people, pleading with people, don't receive the grace of God in vain. Don't take it lightly. Don't make it nothing. Don't cheapen it, but instead respond to it. That is what he's speaking about here. He's speaking about respond to the truth. Now, I want to say something tonight. Not only respond to the truth to be saved from your sins initially, but we need to be a people who are responding to the truth every single day. I need to respond now. You see, now is always the accepted time. Now is always the moment for us to enjoy the salvation of God. If you can remember a while back, I spoke about being saved in three ways. Do you remember what they were? I was saved when I accepted Christ as my Savior. Is that the end of the story? No. I am being saved by the living Christ. By his death and resurrection, I am being saved from sin's power, being saved from Satan's rule, being saved from the world's pressure. I am being saved every single day. And I will be saved, glorified, complete, right? So we looked at salvation in three ways. That was a while ago. But when it says now is the accepted time, today is the day of salvation, it is not only referring to the moment that you get saved. And of course, now is the time. Of course, it is important to be reconciled to God now. If somebody is not saved, that ought to be the most important thing in their life, to pursue God until they get saved. That is number one priority. It always must be. But then, what is number one priority after I am saved? It is to live in the salvation of God now.
Every day.
Now.
You don't have to go farther except for today, right?
What's that?
You don't have to go no farther than today.
We don't have to go farther than this moment. Right now is the accepted time. Right now is the time to surrender to Jesus Christ afresh. Right now is the time to say, Lord, you're my saving grace right now. Lord, you're my thoughts now. Lord, without you, I am nothing. Without you, I can do nothing. Lord, I'm like a puppet without a hand unless you're living in me now. If we don't live in the now, we will dream about someday living for God in the future, or we'll look back to the few times when we lived for him in the past, and we will not live for God in the present. And that will dictate what your future will be. It will be a life not living surrendered to God. If you're always thinking, I hope someday to be surrendered to God, then you've missed the point that now is the time. Now is the moment. Now is the time to say to Jesus, have all of me right now. I would sooner have Jesus Christ have all of me in this moment If I fail and fall and flip and flop in 10 minutes time, I can't have anything to do with that right now. Right now, can I not let him live in me now? Can I not say, Lord, have all of me right now? And if I do, at least in this moment, I'm enjoying the salvation of God. Why not? Why wouldn't I? In the moment, say, yes, Lord, now is the time. It always is now. And if we move away from it, then that means now is the time to come back to him, right? Yes. Now is the time. So this salvation is always a present salvation. We are creatures who are required to live in the present moment. Some people try to live in a future that hasn't happened yet. Doesn't work. You can plan for the future, but you can't live there. Reason why is because most of the time, the future that you predict doesn't even happen. You don't know what tomorrow brings. You have no idea what's coming around the pipe. And you can't live in the past. Some people try to do that. But then they're not living in the present, are they? They're not dealing with reality now. All the reality you need is in this moment. And all the Christ you need is in this moment. The salvation that he has won for us is a salvation that is ongoing in its experience, which means I can enjoy the salvation of God right now. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And now when we look at this passage of Scripture, he's encouraging us, listen, don't miss the boat. Don't miss the boat. Don't lose out. Don't receive the grace of God in vain. It is the mercy of God is being poured out right now in this room. God's grace and mercy and presence and power and all of that is yours right now. You don't need to beg. You don't need to wait for it. It's already yours in Christ. So receive it now. Enjoy it now, because now is the accepted time. It is the acceptable time to be saved. It is the acceptable time to be being saved. And it is the acceptable time to rejoice in the fullness of the salvation that we have. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Where does this come from? Where does that statement come from? It comes from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 8. Here's what it says. Now, this speaks about a restoration. It speaks about a work of God. And it may be referring to the Jews, but I can tell you this, because it is quoted here, not to Jewish people, but it is quoted to Greeks and Romans, that it's for us. So let's take this verse and have a little look at it and see that it is for you and see what's packed into it. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Where's my passage here? And in the day of salvation I have helped you, I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people to restore, to cause them to inherit the desolate places, that you may say to the prisoners, go forth. And to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the roads, and their pasture shall be in all the desolate heights. They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them. For he who has mercy on them will lead them, even by the springs of water he will guide them. I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highway shall be elevated. Surely these shall come from afar. Look from the north, the west, and from the land of Simeon. Sing, O you heavens. Be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Listen, can a woman forget her nursing child? What a good example, eh? Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will never forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands, and your walls are continually before me. There we have the passage in the Old Testament. In the acceptable time I have heard you. The very same reference to what was said here. You see, in an acceptable time I have heard you. In the day of salvation I have helped. That's the reference. And that's the reference that we have here. In an acceptable time I have heard you. In the day of salvation I have helped you. And so as the Apostle Paul goes back to this passage in the Old Testament, he goes back to the faithfulness of God. That's what he's referring to, is it not? His promises are true, is what he's saying here. The promises that he made here are true. I will guide you. I will be with you. I will call you. Be rejoice and be glad. But in the middle of it, it says, Zion says, people of God say, God's forgotten us. God has forgotten me. You ever felt like that? In a dark place, have you ever forgotten? That God, have you ever felt like God's forgotten you? My Lord has forgotten me. He says, no, listen, can a woman forget her nursing child? Surely, they may forget. It's possible. They may forget, but I will never forget you. I've inscribed you on the palms of my hand. How is it that I can say then, now is the accepted time, today is the day of salvation? Why? Because God doesn't forget you. Why? Because God is faithful. Why? Because I can come to him and that I can discover that he is always faithful, that he is never unfaithful to me. He never forgets me. I can forget him, but he'll never forget me. How can I then have that blessed assurance? I can say that now is the acceptable time, because always, always, right now, God will accept you. Isn't that great? Right now, God says, I'm here. I'm waiting. You come to me, you're forgiven just like that. Come to me, I will give you what you need. Come to me and I will be for you what you cannot be right now. Not just some future point. Because we can be moaning and mourning about, someday I hope that God will do the living in me. He was willing now. He is willing. That's his promise. And we can see that wrapped up in this statements here as he speaks about the fact, as it says here, in the acceptable time I've heard you, in the day of salvation I have helped you. I hear and I will respond. And then when you couple that with what it says in 2 Corinthians here, he says, in acceptable time I've heard you, in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. You might look at the first part and say, in the acceptable time. Well, when is the acceptable time? When is it that God would hear me? And what does the Bible answer? Yeah. Right now. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Huh? The Word of God is so rich, friends.
If I turn the light on, you're yes. In the dark.
That's right.
Awesome.
It's amazing when we stop and think, right now, God is saying, I'll accept you. Right now, I'll forgive you of all your sins. Right now, I will save you for time and eternity. Right now. Right now, I'll do the living inside of you. Right now, I'll be your joy. I'll be your life. I'll be your power. I'll be your strength. I'll be your holiness. I'll be your love. I'll be your forgiveness. I'll be your caring. I'll be your everything. Right now. That's Jesus is willing right now. Oh, it's beautiful, friends. It means that anybody can be saved right now. It means that anybody can be restored right now. Not just some future date, but right now. With eyes of faith, with ears of faith, I can hear God saying, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That right now's the time. There's not some more convenient day. The old hymn that speaks about being almost persuaded. And the answer in the hymn says, King Agrippa, who was faced with the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul was preaching the gospel to him. And Agrippa says, Paul, almost you persuade me to become a Christian. And of course, Paul's answer was, right now. And it really is, friends. Now is the time to respond to God. I don't have tomorrow, but I have this. I have right now. We don't have tomorrow in terms of where we'll be, where we could be in eternity by tomorrow. How many people have been confronted with the gospel and almost persuaded and missed salvation, missed eternity with God because they didn't respond right now? I can tell you there's been plenty through the years. And I fear I've run into some of them in my experiences as I dealt with people who said, not now, but maybe later. Not now, but maybe later. But don't let that bane be yours, even as a Christian, and always thinking, not fully surrendered now, but maybe later. Don't live there. Be surrendered now, because God is willing to accept you now. He's willing to live in you now. He's willing to move in you right now. There's no time like the present, and there certainly is no time like the present to respond to God. I love the passage in the book of Psalms, chapter 46, that says this: God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Not a future help, but a present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. Isn't that beautiful? Even if the mountains, we will not fear. Therefore, I don't have to live in fear. Even though the earth be removed and the mountains are carried into the middle of the sea, I don't have to fear. I don't have to fear because God is a very present help. Are you living there? That's the only place to live. And it's the place to live right now. Not tomorrow, but now. May God give us all that grace and mercy to understand, to comprehend, and to live in the present moment surrendered to Jesus Christ. Right now, you can be a puppet who's just like that, or you can be one that's alive. And it's all because of the hand of Jesus Christ living in you right now.
Shows, and they're all animated in the shows, right? It was such a clear picture, and that's why I said that. It's just such a clear picture of the Holy Spirit. We are dead.
It is. So this is the Savior that we have. Now, Paul's going to go on, and I'm not going to go there tonight, because that's what I want to leave you with, because if you grasp this and live there, and when you know you're not there, and it's not hard to know you're not there, then what can I do? Right in the moment. Jesus, here I am. Right in this moment, Lord, live in me. Maybe I'm waitressing. Maybe I'm out on the boat fishing. Maybe I'm working at home cooking. Or maybe I'm just going to bed or just rising up. Whatever it is, in the moment, can I stop and say, Lord, you're my salvation right now. You're my life right now. You're my everything right now. Lord, live. Live your life through me. All the other things that are so important, or we think they are all so important, have no priority compared to this place of living a life that is surrendered to Jesus Christ. Don't miss the real thing. Go for it. You will never be disappointed. And you'll discover over and over again that the presence and the power and the person of Jesus Christ is available for you right now. He's a very present help. He's not far away. If he is so close to an unsaved person that an unsaved person who doesn't know God and doesn't have God in his heart, if he calls out on the name of the Lord, he's saved. That's how close he is to an unsaved person. How close is he to you? If he lives in you and he's there with you and he's committed himself to you, and that the promises that were given here in Isaiah, these promises that he speaks about here, how he will bless you, maintain you, look after you. What comes out of it? Rejoicing. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth. Break out and sing, O mountain, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. But, and here's the but, and here's where we are sometimes. We feel the Lord has forsaken me. And my Lord has forgotten me. He's not there for me. I don't feel him right in this moment. Do you live by feelings or do you live by faith? And it's so easy for feelings to dominate us, is it not?
Yes.
I don't feel like God is very close right now, so he can't be. That is not true. That is not the bearing that we go by. We take the promises of God that he is very present. And that he is with me even if I'm not feeling good. If I feel like he's a million miles away, I can say to the Lord, Lord, I feel like you're a million miles away, but I know what the word of God says. You're here right now. You're here right now to meet every need. Pardon me? Always. To fellowship with us, to be with us, to walk with us. Don't miss the real thing. Yes, you're here right now. Yes, you're here right now. We don't need to wait. We don't need to beg. You're pouring out love to all who believe. Yes, you're here right now to meet every need. Heavenly Father, oh, I thank you, Lord, that you're here right now. I thank you, oh God, you're not far from any one of us, and that we can call on your name, and we can look to you, and we can know that you're a very present help in time of trouble, that you're here, Lord, to live in us. You're here, Lord, to empower us. You're here to be our holiness and our joy in our life in every way. Jesus, have mercy on us today. Forgive us for how often we have been filled with unbelief and not believed the simple truth that you're here right now. That now is the time to trust you. Now is the time to call on your name. Now is the time to let you live in us. So have mercy on us, O God, so that we might be the ones who walk with God, that we might be ready to give an answer for the hope we have within us, that we might have boldness to speak the truth of God to a lost and broken world. I just give you praise. In the midst of even difficulties, deep difficulties that we'll see in the next part of this chapter next week, we find you're a very present Savior. And I give you the praise for tonight. And I pray, Lord, that we will know a difference this week. In the moment, we will acknowledge and we will trust you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.